you'd come back into session. We have one more item on our agenda, and that is the miscellaneous and meeting debrief. So I'll open it up to other commissioners right after I bring up what I think we need to talk about, and that is in relation to some of the topics we discussed, Columbia River fishery management subject. Couple things. One is that it's come to my attention that our regularly scheduled November meeting falls on Friday the 2nd and Saturday the 3rd. That's the first weekend in November. The election is going to be November 6th. Therefore, our meeting is just before the election, and the Oregon Initiative outcome is going to be extremely significant in regards to what we will be faced with in our fishery management decision making. So I wanted to ask the rest of the commission whether you would prefer to meet the second weekend, the 9th and 10th, so that we have the information from the election to consider. We will need to have some kind of meeting after the election to discuss the results. So I was just going to propose that we delay our face-to-face meeting until the next weekend. Does anyone know of any conflicts in your schedules that we would create? Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have the specific dates in front of me, but I have a note to be on a federal jury pool that will overlap that period. And what that amounts to, I have no idea because I've never been on one. But that's the situation right now.
Okay, and that would not affect the second and third, just the 19th?
No, I selected the middle 2 weeks of November specifically because I didn't think anything was happening relative to the commission. But okay. Again, the exact dates I don't have.
Okay. Any other kind of, Director Anderson?
I don't have a problem with moving it. Just be aware that that is the weekend of Veterans Day. The state holiday is on that Monday, the 12th.
So what we're saying is elk season or a 4-day weekend?
Yes. That's your choice. The other consideration you might want to take into account is that Saturday the 3rd is opening day in the Western Washington modern firearm season. So I don't know if... Okay. So we usually try to avoid opening days, but in this case, we didn't. So I guess, I just want to know if there's any objection to moving. The sooner we make this decision, the easier it's going to be on our staff. Commissioner Jennings?
Have we looked to see if this room would be available on the subsequent Friday, Saturday?
Okay. All right. Okay. Commissioner Carpenter?
Do you need a motion to consider the date change?
Yes.
And I would propose...
Director Anderson?
I would just... I probably shouldn't do this. I'm wondering about a Thursday, Friday, if you're going to move it. I'm just sensitive to staff in the 3-day weekend, and I'm not sure what we have for a Saturday, what we'd have on our agenda for Saturday. I don't have, matter of fact, I've got a conflict with a PFMC meeting that I'll miss to be here the week before, so it's not me. I'm just thinking out loud here that just in deference to our staff, if we're going to move it. Oh, okay.
The room's not available on Thursday, the 8th, right? So we don't have the option of Thursday, Friday. Commissioner Perry?
Madam Chair, I just got a look at a calendar, and it appears that the moving it 1 week ahead, or back, I guess, probably would not overlap with that requirement for jury duty.
Okay. So it's more a question of consideration of staff.
Could I just ask,
Director Anderson?
Before you vote, could I ask if...
I can probably get 175 A and B.
So 175 A and B is the other room that we've used, and it is available on Thursday and Friday?
We have to bump somebody.
I'm sorry.
We'd have to bump somebody.
They would have to bump.
Is that a problem?
Bump somebody.
I can try.
Okay. I'll stop.
Thursday, Friday would avoid... I know it's tough for the commissioners. They're still working. But it does at least avoid conflicts with the three-day weekend. And also... allows us to meet face-to-face after the election, which I think is very important, given that this is going to have tremendous impact on whether we move forward, and we'll need to regroup if the initiative passes. So, okay. So I think, Director Anderson?
Just the other thought is, if we do it on a Friday, Saturday, we can try to minimize the need for agenda items that need staff on Saturday. Just if we can have that flexibility when we're formulating the agenda. So.
Madam, and also recognizing that many of the staff probably appreciate that opening day for elk and opening day for modern firearms the previous week, so that, you know, moving it as you're suggesting might make staff happy also.
Thursday, Friday.
Or not the first week of November, but the second weekend. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Commissioner Carpenter, make a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I have one question before I'll make a motion. Based on your foresight, do we need 2 days?
Yes.
Okay.
We need 2 days because the November schedule is, the agenda is already quite full.
Okay.
Sounds like.
If I may, before I make the motion, what are the dates, Tammy, now for the Thursday, Friday?
8th and 9th.
8th and 9th.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Perry.
I just want to comment on Commissioner Carpenter's asking if it would just take 1 day. With 1 day, there really isn't any time for committee meetings of any kind, because people want to get away. But if there's an overnight involved, then there's an opportunity for committee meetings.
We also planned, I think, in our schedule that November would be the time we would have public testimony on Columbia River, as well as Puget Sound shrimp policy, because we'll be deciding in December. So those may be very full days.
No, I just was asking
a question. In the past, we've had a big turnout on those topics. So, okay. So, you ready?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we move our November commission dates from November 2-3 to November 8-9, 2012.
Do I hear a second?
I would second.
Okay. The motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Duvia to change the November 2012 meeting date from November 2nd and 3rd to November 8th and 9th. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Okay. So, Tammy, you can try to bump. okay, on this same subject, I wanted to bring something up that I think we need to have maybe not an extensive conversation of, but at least begin the conversation of, and that is in relation to the fishery management question before us in the Columbia River, we've got two alternative scenarios. One scenario is that the Oregon Initiative passes, and the other scenario is the Oregon Initiative fails. If the Oregon Initiative passes, I would like to understand what position that leaves us in Washington, what the implications would be for us. And the sooner we can come to grips with this question, I think the better position we'll be to make the most efficient use of our time in the next few months. And so what I'm suggesting is that if we understood what happens if the Oregon Initiative passes, what that would mean to our the decision-making that we're launching into now and that involves Governor Kitzhaber's plan, maybe we would like to consider an alternative in which we start preparing for the passage of the initiative and have that lined up so that in November, when we see the results, we may be ready to go with whatever policy development is necessary given in light of passage of the initiative. Maybe we don't want to go through that second track, but it seems to me we may go through this whole policy development process and then find ourselves in November with a policy choices that are no longer relevant. So that's something that I wanted to hear from others. That's my question. Director Anderson?
I just have a few thoughts. If the initiative passes, I think there will be another fork in the road for us, and that will be either to continue on with the process that we're currently moving into and working with Oregon, understanding that the alternative may have to be modified as a result of the initiative being passed from what would the recommendation is for the moment. Assuming the group comes out of their October 22nd meeting, note that October 22nd meeting, with a recommendation, and that recommendation is inconsistent with the initiative. If the initiative passes, then we will have to make a decision as to whether we're going to go continue down that road, continue down with that type of a process, understanding that it will the work group will have to reconvene and modify and come up with a modified alternative or recommendation that they would bring back at a later date. It'll slow the process down by a couple of months, I suspect, and maybe more, but a couple of months, I would suspect. But not trying to so there's that avenue, it seems to me, which again is we move on as we're planning, understanding that if the initiative passes, it will necessitate further discussion of the work group with a potential recommendation that might look different than the one that would come out of the current process and its timing. The other alternative would be prepare a fishery management plan for the Lower Columbia River that assumes passage of the initiative, and do that in the absence of any coordination with Oregon. And do that between now and the November meeting. I think we would be hard-pressed, if not impossible, to move down both of those paths simultaneously. In other words, building the plan, working through the process that we're already engaged in, and have another simultaneous and concurrent process trying to come up with a regime, assuming the initiative passes. Different set of questions. I don't think Oregon would be prepared to engage in that conversation because they're obviously focused on moving down the road that was outlined by Governor Kitzhaber. So in my thinking, I would recommend we delay making a decision about building a fishery regime, assuming the initiative passes, until we find out whether it does indeed pass. And at that point, then, we would need further consultation, and from my perspective, with Oregon on, okay, so where are we going from here, given that the initiative passed, given that the, assuming that the recommendation that comes from the work group isn't consistent in its entirety with the passage of the initiative. So that's my thinking on the question.
Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just wondering if we'll have some idea before the election whether or not we think the probability of the referendum passing is going to happen. I mean, they do a fair amount of pre-election polling to give us some idea. I mean, it makes no sense if the indications are that it's going to pass with a 10% majority over the, to not incorporate that into how we're doing our thinking until after the election makes it final. I mean, obviously there's some uncertainty about what the answer is, but it is.
Director Anderson?
There'll be some polling, I'm sure, for us to look at. I would note, and I haven't had a chance to read the articles, but there are articles in our news clips that came out today indicating that three of the groups who had been supporting the initiative have withdrawn their support and instead placed their support behind the process that we're about to engage in. So yeah. One of those, at least the one newspaper report I read, did not include CCA as one of those groups that pulled their support back, but there were others, such as the Northwest Sport Fishing Industry Association, and I believe the Northwest Steelheaders, and there's one other that were indicated in this article, at least, that had pulled their support back from the initiative and instead supporting the administrative process that we're working on. So that may well influence the outcome of the initiative.
And my understanding is that they will be observing the administrative process, and if it looks unacceptable, if it's heading in a direction that they feel inadequate, they may reverse course and support the initiative again. So it's in flux. I don't know that we can predict.
I wouldn't care to speculate on that.
Okay, and that does make sense to me, that trying to go down both of these tracks in the next few months is going to be too much.
Next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that does help. And I think we have raised this question of the impact of the initiative on the Oregon side, the effects of it on the Washington side if it does pass. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And at that point, we'll want to have a briefing probably that explains to us what our options are on the Washington side. Okay, Director Anderson.
Yeah, rest assured, we have staff looking at that carefully, trying to assess what our alternatives would be, or what that, you know, what kind of a position that would leave us in relative to managing the commercial fishery in the Lower Columbia, so.
Okay. Okay. Then, again, I want to encourage everyone on the commission to get your information needs known in relation to the Columbia River, so that the entire commission is ready to make a decision when we're faced with it, and it's not, we're not in a position of having unequal levels of understanding, because we have a subgroup going out to talk with org, and we want to make sure all commissioners hear everything. And the other thing that you might want to give some thought to, that I will give some thought to, is the comments we've heard from commercial interests that they feel they may not have had sufficient opportunity to be heard. And I did receive a couple phone calls from my local representatives, and their main request was that we find a way to hear the commercial side. And that would be the full commission. The subgroups will be meeting with advisors, so I'm sure the voice of the commercial interest will be heard. But they objected to the three-minute limit. So I'm considering putting together a panel and developing a panel format so that the commercial interests can come before us and feel that they've had an adequate opportunity. We do the same, obviously, for the sports side. If there's any objection to that, it's a little unusual, but when we get an issue as contentious as this one is, we want to make sure we have a process that gives everyone their opportunity to speak to the full commission. So any objections to the idea of panels? Commissioner Perry?
Yeah, not an objection. That's not unprecedented. We've had that happen a couple of different times, and sometimes it's really informative, sometimes it's not. But I think that we owe that segment of the public an opportunity to make their case.
Mm-hmm. And I think same goes for Puget Sound Shrimp decision. We should try to put together a panel so those interests feel heard. Okay. Those were the things that I wanted to bring up. Commissioner Mencken?
I'd like to bring up one other issue, if I could.
Okay.
During Rich Chilter's presentation on the shrimp issues, the Fish Committee made a recommendation that that Rich then thoroughly discussed. But what we did not do was to get the approval of the entire commission to go forward with the analysis that Rich proposed to make with regard to those new issues. I'm wondering if we shouldn't get concurrence from the remainder of the commission on what the Fish Committee has proposed.
Okay, very good. Director Anderson?
Just wanted to ask a question of Commissioner Mencken. So that would, there'd be kind of two questions there. One is acceptance of the revisions to the options that so that we have the commercial option, the recreational option, we have status quo, and we have the new option that was put forward. And so having those be the options that we would solicit public comment on, and of course have the analysis done on those options. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we need now is concurrence, consensus among the commission that those are the options now before us that we want analyzed. Any objection? No. Not hearing any objections, so we can go forward with those. That makes sense. Thank you. Anything else? Okay, well, this has been a productive meeting Thanks very much for spending more than just Friday with us, giving up an additional work day. Thanks very much, everyone, and I think we're ready to adjourn. Have a safe trip home.
Thank you.